Chapter 21, Ahab. It is pleasant to write about good people whose names are in the Bible, but there are some bad ones also. Ahab, king of Israel, was one of these wicked men. He did evil in the sight of the Lord above all that were before him. There were some bad kings of Israel before him, but he did worse than them all. One wrong thing he did was to marry a wicked woman from another country. God had said that the children of Israel were only to marry their own people and not to take strange wives. So this wrong step led Ahab into other evil things. His wife, whose name was Jezebel, was an idolater and worshipped the idol of Baal. Ahab built a house for this idol called Baal and made an altar so that he could worship him. God was angry with him for this and sent a famine in the land. There was no rain for over 3 years, and all the land became dried up. There was no grass for the horses and cattle to eat. Ahab searched everywhere and sent his servants as well to see if they could find some food for the beasts. But none was to be found until God had mercy on the land and once more sent rain to make the grass grow. After this, the king of Syria came against Ahab, but God was again merciful and gave the children of Israel 2 victories. And the king of Syria had to flee for his life. But his servants said to him that they had heard that the king of Israel were merciful kings. So these servants put on sackcloth and ropes around their necks to show that they deserved to die. And they came to Ahab to ask him to spare the king of Syria. Then Ahab was merciful to them, and they became his friends. This should teach us that God, who is the king of his people Israel, is very merciful, and if we feel that we have sinned against him and deserve to die, we should come to him, confessing our sins and asking him to save us. Now next to the palace of Ahab there lived a man named Naboth, who had a vineyard. Ahab wanted this vineyard to make a garden for his palace. But Naboth would not let him have it, because it belonged to his family. So Ahab went home and was very cross and would not eat. His wife Jezebel asked him what was the matter, and when she knew what it was, she said she would get the vineyard for him. She would have Naboth put to death, and then take his vineyard. She wrote letters in Ahab's name to get wicked men to tell lies against Naboth, so that he would be stoned to death. Then Ahab went to take the vineyard for himself. But God took notice of all his wickedness, and sent his prophet to Ahab to tell him that the dogs should eat Jezebel and should lick the blood of Ahab. All this came true, as God had said. Ahab was killed in battle, as we told you in the previous chapter, and the dogs licked up his blood. Later on, Jezebel was thrown down from the window of her house and was killed, and the dogs came and ate her body. See what dreadful ends the wicked come to. May you be given grace to walk in the ways of the Lord and have nothing to do with the wicked. You will find the account of Ahab in the first book of Kings, from chapter 16 and verse 29 to chapter 22. The dreadful end of Jezebel is in the second book of Kings at the end of chapter 9.